A new battalion of the Nepalese peacekeepers has arrived to reinforce the United Nations peacekeeping mission in the country. The 266 peacekeepers will be deployed at UN IDP protection sites and eventually to other locations. They were welcomed and briefed upon arrival by the Deputy Force Commander of the Army, Asita Mistry.
The United Nations mission in South Sudan, and on behalf of the force headquarters, I welcome the contingent of Nepalese battalion that arrived this morning from Minusta. We are extremely grateful for the prompt response that Nepal has shown and has willingly accepted to provide UNMISS an additional battalion at short notice. I am confident that you will perform as well as the other Nepalese battalion that has been performing in the force, and I wish all of you a safe and a secure tenure here in South Sudan. Thank you once again.
Nepali Sena ko
jai,
si Bharatgaon ko
jai,
si UNMISS mission ko
jai.
That was the voice of the Deputy Force Commander of the Army, Asita Mistry. Speaking to the press in Juba, the commander of the battalion, Colonel Sarad Dakal, says the troops join other Nepalese peacekeepers already in the country. He further said that they are committed for the peace in South Sudan.
The Nepalese battalion, which has arrived, total 350, but 266 arrived today. We have the Nepalese contingent already deployed in Rumbek, and this battalion is the reinforcement surge. The Nepalese government and the Ministry of Defense, they responded promptly to send the troops in South Sudan. We are committed for the peace in South Sudan, and especially the protection of civilians. At present, this battalion will deploy in UN House. Subsequently, they will be deployed in another location on the order of, from the force headquarters. This is the 350 from Minusta and 500 troops from Nepal. They will be arriving within 2 months.
The army official says another 500 troops from Nepal are expected to arrive in South Sudan in the next 2 months. The UN Security Council last month unanimously approved a temporary increase in the strength of the UNMISS up to more than 13,000 military and police from a current combined strength of some 7,000.